Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, November 25th. I'm Mark Daniels. What an unusual day at Lambeau Field. The Packers and Vikings play to a 26-26 tie. The first tie game for the Packers in 26 years. Head coach Mike McCarthy had to change quarterbacks with an ineffective Scott Tolzien falling behind 23-7. Matt Flynn came on to rally the Packers to force overtime, but both teams kicked field goals in the extra period, and after 15 minutes, it ended deadlocked, and McCarthy has to deal with a tie on the record.
I mean, it's an empty feeling. You know, you go out there and you didn't lose the game, but you feel like you didn't really accomplish what you set out to do. So the reality is it's tagged on at the end of your record. You know, we're 5-5-1. We're going on the division today, so we need to improve, and we recognize that. The accountability in our locker room is extremely high.
Flynn making his first appearance for the Packers since the end of the 2011 season, went 21 of 36 for 218 yards and a touchdown.
I think there were some good things done by the offense. Obviously proud of the guys, how the way we fought back and were able to come back and push it into overtime. But a tie, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to feel about that. You know, I think we're all disappointed. We needed that win, and we all know it.
Flynn engineered a field goal on the first overtime possession, but the Vikings had another chance. And even though the defense finally was able to get stops in the fourth quarter, Brad Jones and company had to play a fifth.
Yeah, we had to play five today. Yeah, that's how many overtime games I've played, especially with the new rules where it's only one of them. But I don't know. We just got to play better. We got to be better. We have to play better.
Packers now 5-5-1. The Vikings 2-8-1. And Minnesota head coach Leslie Frazier on a bittersweet trip to Lambeau.
You know, we came here to win this game, believing we were going to win this game. So to walk off the field without a win, it's a different feeling. It's just a weird feeling.
And even though the Packers have not won a game in November, they are only a half game behind both Detroit and Chicago in the NFC North standings. For the Lions, get tripped up at home by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-21. Matthew Stafford with four interceptions. He said it was a game of catastrophic mistakes.
You know, you can't be minus five and a punt block on the turnover ratio and expect to win games. That's the hardest part to swallow. And obviously knowing personally I had a hand in a lot of those doesn't make you feel too good.
And the Bears are 6-5 after they get routed by the Rams in St. Louis 42-21. Here's wide receiver Brandon Marshall.
That's not us. You know, usually we play a pretty clean game. And today, just like last week, we shot ourselves in the foot a few times and weren't able to overcome, you know, penalties and stupid mistakes.
The NFC North may be the only route to the postseason for the Packers, for a couple of NFC squads continue to tighten their grip on wild card positions, like the Carolina Panthers, who had to rally from behind to beat the Miami Dolphins 20-16. Cam Newton hitting Greg Olsen from a yard out with 46 seconds left. Panthers have reeled off eight in a row.
Just couldn't seem to get it going early. If we expect to...
Newton and the Panthers have reeled off seven in a row to get to 8-3.
Just couldn't seem to get it going early. If we expect to, you know, continuously to win games, I think that's going to be one of the main things that we have to work on.
And the Arizona Cardinals are 7-4 as Carson Palmer throws for 314 yards and two touchdowns in an impressive 40-11 rout over the Arizona Cardinals. Palmer says this might help get us noticed.
I don't think we're well respected throughout the league, you know, and that's not anybody's fault but our own. But I think we're better than people think, and I think when you beat a good team and a team that's beat good teams, it ups your respect, you know, amongst your peers and throughout the league.
Elsewhere, it was Pittsburgh beating Cleveland 27-11. Ben Roethlisberger, a couple of touchdown passes. San Diego over Kansas City in a wild one. Eight lead changes. A late touchdown pass from Phillip Rivers hands the Chiefs their second straight loss, 41-38. It was Baltimore over the New York Jets, 19-3. Jacksonville with their second win. Beat Houston, 13-6. Texans have dropped nine in a row. Titans get a Ryan Fitzpatrick to Kendall Wright touchdown with 10 seconds left to beat Oakland, 23-19. Dallas over New York, 24-21. one. Dan Bailey, a 35-yard field goal at the gun. And Sunday night in Foxborough, New England, down 24-0 to Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Rally for a 34-31 overtime victory. Game was decided when a punt glanced off the Bronx. Tony Carter setting up the Patriots for a Steven Gostkowski field goal to win it. And afterwards, Tom Brady says that was a heck of a comeback.
You know, we found ways to just put one play, you know, in front of the, after the next one, and the next one, next one, and, you know, it ended up scoring some points. So we got the lead, and then we didn't do much after that until the, you know, defense really bailed us out. So it was a good team win. That's a real good football team, and I'm glad we got the win.
San Francisco 49ers will visit the Washington Redskins to close out the weekend on Monday night in college football. No change at the top of the BCS standings. Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State, 1, 2, and 3, but Auburn is now 4, Missouri's 5, and the Wisconsin Badgers have climbed to 15th, just one away from a potential at-large BCS bowl bid. After beating the Minnesota Gophers 20-7 on Saturday to get to 9-2, 6-1 in the Big Ten, and retain Paul Bunyan's axe for a 10th year in a row. Wide receiver Jared Abrederis caught the clinching touchdown, said we stayed poised.
You obviously want to take advantage of the momentum shifts and things like that, but you know in a game that it's going to go, you know, both ways, and so, you know, when it gets down, you can't get down on it, you know, yourself. You just got to, you know, maintain a level head, and I think that's, you know, something that we do well.
Badgers will finish up the regular season hosting Penn State on Saturday. The St. Norbert Green Knights fell to UW-Whitewater 31-7 in the opening round of the Division III National Tournament. The Warhawks remain unbeaten. St. Norbert finishes 8-3 under head coach Jim Pertill.
Our kids compete, and I think that's what we saw today, and we hung in there for a while, then it got a little bit away from us in the end there, but we fought and fought and fought. I could not be prouder of a great group of young men that are on this football team led by an outstanding senior class.
Turns out that was Pertill's farewell address, for on Sunday he announced his resignation after 15 years as head coach at St. Norbert, most successful era in school history, 11 conference championships, 10 NCAA tournament berths, and a record of 130-30. Search underway for Jim Pertill's successor in DePere. In college basketball over the weekend, the Wisconsin Badgers stayed undefeated with a win over Oral Roberts on Saturday. Green Bay Phoenix beat Minnesota Duluth 92-57. Alec Brown with his first career triple-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 10 block shots. Only the third triple-double in school history as Green Bay improves to 2-1. Green Bay women defeated Vermont, the host team, 74-57 in the championship game of the TD Bank Classic tournament in Burlington. Kaylee Lucan was named the tournament's most valuable player. And on Sunday, the Lakeland Muskies defeated McAllister 104-82. Joey Burris leading the way for the Muskie men with 30 points. 19th-ranked North Carolina upset number 2 Louisville 93-84 on Sunday. Number 6 Duke struggled to get by Vermont 91-90. Georgetown over 10th ranked VCU 84-80. Charlotte knocking off number 13 Michigan 63-61. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks embarrassed on Saturday night by the Charlotte Bobcats at the Bradley Center, 96-72. Bucks have dropped 8 straight games, and head coach Larry Drew has had enough.
We totally let this city down tonight on the way we played, on our energy and on our intensity. And as I told the guys, as long as I'm going to be the head coach here, that'll never happen again, whether they like it or don't.
Some changes look like they may be on the way in Milwaukee. The Pistons beat Brooklyn 109-97. Rodney Stuckey with 27 on Sunday. L.A. Clippers over the Chicago Bulls 121-82. Chris Paul 16 points, 17 assists. But the big news for the Bulls, Derrick Rose will have surgery on Monday to repair a torn meniscus. He will be out indefinitely as Carlos Boozer and the Bulls will have to live without their MVP again.
We got a lot of character in this room, and we've been here before. At some point, we'll get Derek back, whether that's, you know, this year or the playoffs or what have you, we'll see. But we have a lot of character in this room, a lot of talent in this room, and we have a lot of pride, and we'll fight.
Phoenix Suns beat the Orlando Magic 104-96. Oklahoma City over Utah 95-73. Jazz 1-13. And the Lakers beat the Sacramento Kings 100-86. On the ice, the Detroit Red Wings beat the Buffalo Sabres by a score of 3-1. And Drew Miller says it was a nice bounce-back victory.
We had a tough game last night at home, and we knew we wanted to come into this game and play strong for 60 minutes. And I think I thought it. Up and down the lineup, everyone played well today, and we got some big saves from our goaltender when we needed them.
Carolina Hurricanes got by the Ottawa Senators 4-1. In college hockey, the St. Norbert Green Knights take down number one ranked Eau Claire on Friday night, then beat UW Stout Saturday night to get to 8-0 and likely assume the number one ranking in Division III hockey. In baseball, Johnny Peralta, the free agent shortstop, has found a new home, signing with the St. Louis Cardinals, a four-year deal worth a reported $52 million. He hit .303 with 55 RBIs for the Detroit Tigers last season, although he was suspended 50 games at mid-year because of baseball's investigation into the Biogenesis scandal. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.